Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, March 31st. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced that the automaker has ventilators, and it is going to use its logistic network to deliver them to hospitals for free. Quote, "We have extra FDA-approved ventilators. We will ship to hospitals worldwide within Tesla's delivery regions. Device and shipping costs are free." The CEO added that there is a requirement that the hospitals actually have to use them and not just hoard them in storage. As part of its updated commercial solar pricing, Tesla has revealed the price of a single 40-kilowatt-hour power pack, a whopping $172,000. Now, it's expensive, but there are mitigating factors. The power pack is more energy dense, now at 232 kilowatts per unit, and there are federal tax credits bringing the price down to a meager $127,000. Now, the unit also includes an inverter, and there is better pricing when buying more units. Naturally, Tesla is focusing on large-scale projects, so the odds of purchasing and deploying a single unit are likely pretty rare. At Electrek, we have obtained Tesla's solar glass roof owner's manual. It's giving us a great look at the latest version of the product, and the manual also takes a look at the mobile app and gives us a first look at the solar gateway. Now, the new solar gateway is a device that acts as the brain of the system and enables interaction with the internet and the app. Now, the entire manual can be found on our website, electrek.co. General Motors was planning this year to refresh the Chevrolet Bolt with design and technology enhancements, including a more comfortable seat and offering adaptive cruise control for the first time. However, the company told Electrek today that it is delaying the launch of the new and improved version. Now, the updates will now come in the 2022 model year Chevy Bolt. In an email to Electrek, Megan Sewell, a GM spokesperson, said, quote, "As a result of the current business situation, we have decided to launch the refreshed Bolt EV in 2021 as a 2022 model, and the Bolt EUV remains on schedule." Volkswagen claims to have received 20,000 e-Up electric car orders in Germany over the past 3 months, and that rivals the demand for its gas-powered version. In a press release, VW said, quote, "Even before the launch of the new ID.3/04 this summer, the demand for the electric mobility has considerably increased in Germany. Already every second order for the Up model series is for the fully electric version. Around 20,000 pre-orders have been received." Volkswagen attributes the increased demand in Germany partly to the low cost of the vehicle after incentives in that market. Retail auto sales in China have dropped 45% in the first 3 weeks of March, and I think we all know why. It might take all the way into fall for the Chinese auto market to recover, but in effort to jumpstart the resumed sales of electric vehicles, the Chinese automakers are using what we'll call creative methods. Through Reuters, the Japan Times reported that the Guangzhou Automobile Group is testing a system to perfume the Ion LX with a healing aroma of traditional Chinese medicine. Wu Ling and Bao Jun are offering free medical masks with the purchase of a car. Geely, an auto parent company, has at least 4 pure electric models for sale in China, and they're delivering the cars disinfected and dropping off the keys with a drone. And today we have in Electrek's Green Energy Brief a fair amount to discuss. A London National Health Service workers can get a 3-month loan of an electric bike in a new scheme so that they can get to work more quickly and cheaply and also avoid public transport. There are currently 20 GoCycle GS electric bike loaners available, and clearly a lot more needed. As reported by The Scotsman, 90% of Scotland's electricity demand is being met by green energy sources, including offshore and onshore wind, hydro, and solar power. And the country aims to reach 100% renewable energy this year. Now, despite the coronavirus, industry expert believes that this target remains within reach. The Trump administration today plans to release a final rule on vehicle mileage standards through the year 2026. Trump is expected to reverse the Obama-era efficiency standards and gutting one of the country's most significant measures to combat climate change and public health impacts from tailpipe emissions. The British Medical Journal is calling for warning labels to be placed where consumers buy fossil fuels, similar to the Surgeon General's warning on a pack of cigarettes. The researchers today write on the BMJ blog, quote, "Warning labels at points of purchase of fossil fuel or services dependent on large amounts of fossil fuel. for example, at petrol stations, on energy bills, and on airline tickets. While the country is focused on the coronavirus crisis, several U.S. states have been quietly redefining fossil fuels as critical infrastructure in order to prevent protests, such as the one that took place around the Dakota Access Pipeline. The idea is to make civil disobedience more difficult with increased threats of legal action. House Bill 44, which designates natural gas or petroleum pipelines as key infrastructure assets, is going down in Kentucky. Senate Bill 151 in South Dakota expanded the definition of critical infrastructure to oil, gas, or utility equipment and declared causing substantial interruption or impairment of that equipment as a felony. West Virginia House Bill 4615 also declares fossil fuel infrastructure as critical. Similar legislation is active in Illinois, Minnesota, Mississippi, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And there was one passed in Alabama on March 12th. Now, all of this can't be a coincidence. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Rad City. Now, the step-over commuter bike manages plenty of accessories for a bargain price of $1,499. With a 750-watt direct-drive motor, 762-watt-hour battery, the bike also sports plastic fenders, front and rear lights, a welded rear rack, a spring front fork, and Shimano Acera gearing. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. Keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.